Brahma-jnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-shalakaya Chakshurun-militam yena tasmai shri Gurave namaha.
In this way, all the senses should be used in the service of Krishna, beginning with the mind, thinking of Krishna. And who is that Krishna?
Krishna,
of course, means God, Krishna Supreme Jesus. Personality of Godhead.
Krishna,
but he also happens to be Nanda Nandana. He's not just some big nasty guy sitting on a cloud punishing everybody. Michelangelo made that painting in the Sistine Chapel in Rome. God sitting on a cloud. He's up there somewhere, so he's probably on a cloud. He's got a big long beard because he created the world a long time ago and he's grown old in the meantime. We got to create a barber in heaven to shave him. So he's sitting on a cloud looking down with an angry look, sending thunderbolts down to punish all the people. Well, at least he had some kind of personal conception of God. Nowadays, if they painted God, they'd probably just paint some kind of... Or maybe they'd paint a lady, because now they have the Bible, when it says God, in its English editions, he or she said... Because they don't want to discriminate against the women. But actually Krishna is Nanda Nandana, not Nanda Nandini. He's male, not female. There's also the female aspect of God. We don't want to make all the women's lib people upset. Radha Krishna together. So Nanda Nandan means the darling child of Nanda Maharaj. Means he's a person, not so remote a person that you just worship him here and he's up there somewhere and you hope the incense reaches that far. But he's someone we can all know very personally. He's Nandanandan, Yashoda Dulal, Radha Nath. He relates with all his devotees. And he's inviting us to come and join the party of devotees in the spiritual world. So this opportunity we should take in the human form of life to understand Krishna. This human life is very rarely attained. Jalaja Navalakshani, there are 9 million forms in the water. Stavara Lakshavinshati means there are non-moving like plants and stones. There are 20 lakhs, 2 millions. Then Krimiyo Rudra Sankhyakya, there are 11 million forms of reptiles, snakes and insects. Yeah, or is it 1,100,000? You know, 11 lakhs. Then Pakshinam Dasha Lakshanam, 10 lakhs, it means 1 million birds. Then 4 lakhs of animals. 400,000. No, 30 lakhs, 3 million. Trinchal Lakshani Pashava. And Chatur Lakshani Manush. And 4 lakhs of human beings. 400,000. So the number of humans is much less, actually. This human form of life is very rarely attained. And even most of the people who get a human form of body, they misuse it. They don't take the opportunity of associating with devotees. But this association with devotees is the key to getting liberation from birth and death. This is the key, associate with devotees. That will help us to think of Krishna. In comparison with the quest to understand Krishna, everything else is insignificant. Then again, Govinda Das Kaviraj, the author of the writer of this song, considers, Shita Atapa Bhata Parishana Edina Jamini Jagire, that we are tormented by heat, cold, wind, rain, day and night we are tormented. Of course, in this human form of life, we make some arrangement to protect ourselves from the elements. Still we have to suffer. Some people, they go to catch fish in the Arctic Circle by going out by boat. They go from Poland also, presumably. They go by boat into the sea. From England and Norway especially, so many ships go to catch fish in the Arctic Circle, even in the winter. From Poland also. So many people, they work in Siberia, digging up the oil. Then people are going down into the coal mines, dark. Talk about pollution. Talk about pollution in the cities, but there inside the coal mine, you have to breathe in thick dust all the time, thick coal dust. Some people, they go under the sea, diving, to try to collect pearls or to try to find some oil. So many dangerous conditions. And in other species of life also, just like you see the trees, they have to stand in the freezing cold of the winter. So the animals also, they have to stay in the cold or in severe heat. We don't have experience of that in this country, but so many trees and animals in the hot, hot weather in India now, in the summer, very hot, they have to tolerate. So when they associate with devotees, they explain these things to us, how we're suffering in the material world. Because we're so dull and ignorant, we don't even realize that we're suffering unless someone explains it to us. Or even if we have a little understanding that we're suffering, we don't realize that we're suffering birth after birth after birth. And nor do we know the way to come out of this suffering unless we associate with devotees. Govinda Das further explains material life. Vifale shevino kripana durajana chapala shukala balagire. That I have uselessly served useless people. I have served different rascals with the hope of getting a little happiness. Just like you see people, they adulate. That means they glorify, they make a hero of, they worship. Useless people. Lowest class, most useless people, such as politicians, film stars, musical stars, who else, sports stars, all the most rubbish people. If you have no brain but some kind of good-looking body and you can jump around like a monkey and sing, make some horrible monkey-like noises, you're considered a great rock star. And people worship, great rock star. Now what happiness do you get from that? Just as you go to the bathroom and you hear someone, maybe in the next apartment, is playing some rock music. It's just an expression of suffering, that's all. It's just bam, boom, bam, boom. Sounds like someone hammering a nail into the wall. So we like to worship foolish people. But devotees tell us, worship Krishna. Why worship these rascals? So worshipping these rascals, you become just another rascal. They're a big famous rascal and you're an insignificant little rascal. But the result is that you're all rascals and you all go to hell. So why join that sampradaya? Join the Vaishnava sampradaya. Then you may think, well, how can I follow this? I'm so happy in my family life. It's very important. Idhana jovana putra parijana. He says, I have money. I'm young. I have children, I have parents, so let me enjoy them. Later maybe I'll think about spiritual. But Govinda Das says, Iteki ache paratit. Where is the happiness in this? There's no happiness. This is just the illusion of Maya. Just like I was seeing some books, Ahotra Swami showed me one book. Famous quotes of people in the material world. So someone was defining old age. The person who was defining old age was 70 years old at the time. He said, my definition of old age is 10 years older than I am, whatever age I am. He wants to think, I'm young still. In America, they have like this facelifting operation, which they people whose skin comes down because they're old, they cut it and pull it up and make some surgery so you look younger. Maybe you know this Nancy Reagan, the wife of ex-President Reagan. She was like 70 years old, but she looked much younger because she used to have these operations. Actually, it's pronounced Reagan, but they pronounced it Reagan because they thought it sounded more high class. So in America, they advertise the youthful 70s, and they have whole colonies of old people who are pretending to be young. They go around in shorts in the summer, cycle on their bikes, love affairs with different people's wives, just like they did all their lives, play tennis. They want to keep up the illusion that we're young and we're enjoying life. The only problem with this is that they're not actually young. And it's quite common that while people are enjoying a healthy game of tennis, they have a heart attack and take a quick journey to the cemetery. And then their loving children come to see them, who never came to see them in the last 15 years. They say, well, it's too bad that dad died. Okay, anyway, I'm going to take 50% of his money and you can only take 25%. The other two can only take 25%. Then they start fighting. So there's no happiness in this materialistic family life. It's simply a cause of distress. Just like we see with Chitraketu Maharaj, his son, Shokaharsh. He made, Shokaharsh means distress and happiness. Or was it Harshashok? Yeah, Harshashok. First happiness and then distress. First, he felt very happy when he got a son. But then when the son died, he felt more distress. So this material life means we form attachments, and then the attachments are forcibly broken by time, and we lament. As Govinda Das describes, Kamala Dalla Jala Jivana Talamala. It means, on the lotus leaf, if you put the water, a drop of water, it won't stay. It must fall down. It may stay for a short time, then it must fall down. The lotus leaf, it is such that water can't stay on it. It has such a constitution. So in the same way, just like the position of water on a lotus, if you see, if water goes on a lotus leaf, it forms a round ball. It can't settle on the lotus leaf. If you see the surface of the lotus, usually on any surface, water will form something like this, right? If you have a drop of water, but it won't. On a lotus leaf, it'll make a round ball. So it can't stay, it must fall very soon. So in the same way, life is like that. You can't stay in this body, you have to leave it very soon. Therefore, Govinda Das again comes to the same conclusion, Bhajahu Haripada Niti Rai. Therefore, we should worship the lotus feet of Lord Sri Hari. Then how to do that? Shravana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasi Rai. There are 9 processes of devotional service. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, worshipping his lotus feet, engaging in deity worship, offering prayers to him, becoming his servant, becoming his friend, and surrendering everything to him. So Govinda Das recommends that we take part in these processes of devotional service. Pujana Sakijana Atma Nivedana Govinda Das Abhilashare. Govinda Das desires to engage in these processes of devotional service. But this is the topmost knowledge. Itipum sarpita Vishnu bhaktis chain navalakshana kriyeta bhagavatyatha tanmanyed hitamutamam. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his demoniac father Hiranyakashipu, what is the best thing you have learned? He replied this. That these 9 processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, this is the topmost education. So Krishna consciousness is the topmost position.
Yes.
When you have spent many lifetimes visiting all the holy places of pilgrimage, taking bath in all the sacred rivers, performing all the many kinds of sacrifice recommended in the Vedas, when you have worshipped all different demigods, when you have performed all kinds of pious activities, such as giving money in charity, planting trees, building hospitals, when you've done all these things in millions and millions of lifetimes, then you may get the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna. Aho Bhatasva Pracha Togariya Nyaj Jivagre Vartate Namatubhyam. Tepas. Aho Bhatasva Pracha Togariya Nyaj Jivagre Vartate Namatubhyam. Tepas Tapaste Juhava Sasna Arya Brahmanucha Namagrinanti Ete. Devahuti says that, how glorious are those who are chanting your holy name. Surely they have executed all the pious activities possible in previous life. They must have done all the activities, studied all the Vedas, visited all the places of pilgrimage, done already. Now we may ask, well, what kind of pious activities did I do? We were brought up in a culture that recommends eating our mother and killing our children by abortion. So where are our pious activities? So Prabhupada was asked this once. Prabhupada said, I have created your pious activities. We're living on Guru Kripa, mercy. But anyway, somehow or other, we are fortunate enough to chant Hare Krishna. A position that is to be attained after many, many lifetimes of performing all kinds of auspicious activities. So whether or not we have executed such activities, now we've come to this point. So we should chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And don't divert our minds to anything else. This is it. This is the point. Chant Hare Krishna. Follow 4 regulated principles. Study Prabhupada's books, which have got all the information we know to become fully spiritually advanced. And also all the information to inform us why all other ideas, which are not according to parampara, are all bogus. We should be very careful to stick exactly to the point of Krishna consciousness as received in parampara through Srila Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami writes in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada has translated, we should be very careful to protect our devotional service from burglars. Burglars. Burglar means someone who breaks into your house and steals everything. Means a housebreaker is another word. That means, burglar means mental speculator, impersonalist. These people are like burglars. in devotional service. When you always have a word in Poland, someone who special is a special kind of thief who comes into your house and steals everything. There's different kinds. There's pickpocket, burglar. There's all different kinds of thief. I remember in Ireland once I was distributing books, and I stopped a man and I asked him, "What do you do?" You know, you ask people, "What's your job?" So he said, "I'm a thief." I'm a thief. In Irish, they say, "I'm a thief." So I said, "Well, what kind of thief?" He said, "Well, I mostly break into houses." So I said, "Well, why don't you take a book?" He said, "Well, I don't have any money now. It's a bad time. The economy's down. It's bad for thieves also." Anyway, Prabhupada warns, Rupa Goswami warns, don't get burgled. Keep the burglars out. Let people who are not devotees interfere with your devotional service. Don't listen to the mental speculators, impersonalists, sahajiyas, smartas. Listen to the Vaishnava acharyas. Prabhupada is the representative of all the Vaishnava acharyas. So those who strictly follow him are also representatives. So Prabhupada has given us everything. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Don't fill your brain with all stupid ideas. Being brought up in this nonsense world, we already have so many stupid ideas. Beginning with, I am this body, I should enjoy this body. Then when we become more advanced, we think, I am this mind. Then you really have a lot of problems when you identify with the mind. But Krishna says, Savadhaman Prittaja Mame Kam Sharanam Raja. Throw out all your nonsense ideas and surrender to me. So if we do that, we'll be happy. And if we don't, we'll be extremely complex in our minds. Well, maybe Krishna's God, but how do we really know? Do you really think Prabhupada was a pure devotee? All these things. I've just discovered a very good book by Mr. Psychologist Nonsense Number One. He has 3 PhDs, and he's got some very good ideas, which I think, if we applied in our Krishna conscious movement, would be very good. We should give up discriminating against one another. Everyone should be equal. We should all embrace together, men and women, everyone equal. ISKCON Guru and New Bhakta, all the same. And then we won't have any mental tension. Everything will be wonderful. Everything will be wonderful. It's a very famous psychologist. Psychologist means, Prabhupada, what is that he said in what he said? All this psychology is all humbug, he said. Humbug means that I was saying bakwas, hogwash, nonsense. Oh, I'll show you that quote. That's a good one. Yeah, I explain the meaning of the word hogwash. So don't get diverted by anything. Don't spoil this great opportunity of the human form of life. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. It's also essential. It's one of the rules in the Krishna conscious movement. Being unhappy is not allowed. Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So we have to follow his instructions. So we'll be happy if we stick to the program Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, follow the regulative principles, and don't fill our brains with garbage. Just stick to this point. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should surrender to him. And we'll be happy. And Krishna will be happy. And we'll all go back to Godhead and be happy. And the mental speculators will stay behind saying, well, what about this? What about that? And Yamaraj will come and say, well, what about this? And what about that? And Yamaraj will say, now I'm going to take you away. I have a special invitation for you. And our mental speculator will say, well, let's discuss it. I don't think it's fair that you're throwing me into a pot of boiling oil. I think this is discrimination. Why don't we just embrace each other and love each other? So Yamaraj will say, yes, we can embrace each other and love each other. But first, you go to this pot of boiling oil. A few thousand years. And then you can go and discuss about how we should be nice to each other and kind. See, these Kamis, they're completely bewildered. They talk about being nice to each other, be fair with each other. They're all eating meat. So where's their fairness and niceness to each other? It's hypocritical. They're not fair or nice to the animal. Hypocrisy and hippo-crazy, they're all nonsense. So, this point. Bhaja Hure Mana Srinandana. Fix our mind on Krishna. The mind has to be fixed on Krishna through the via media of a bona fide spiritual master. So if we don't have faith in the bona fide spiritual master, then we'll go to the non-bona fide spiritual master. Here's the whole point, isn't it? People, they're accepting the wrong guru. So accept the proper guru who will teach you to worship Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question? Jai! Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Then what else is there to do but chant Hare Krishna and take prasad? Nitai, bring some prasad. Bring some prasad for distribution. I also have some books for distribution. Whoever reads English, yeah, can take. A message to youth, is there?
Yes.
Oh ho. Jai ho. Here. Oh, they're very. Nitai? Why are you going away?
I'm going for a message to you.
Take a three ball first. Okay, if anyone has too many arguments, we just stick a three ball in there. Take a three ball. Prasad. You can also take. Yeah, you have to come to me. Do you know that story? Once Prabhupada was giving out sweet balls like this, so he just put it on a plate or something and he offered his obeisances to Prabhupada. The devotee who took it just kept it and offered his obeisances to Prabhupada. So in the meantime, another devotee stole his sweet ball and ate it. So when he got up, he saw one devotee. Smiling, and he said, "Prabhupada, he stole my sweet ball." I would say, "He's very intelligent." Jai Mahaprasad Ki Jai. Looks like he's going to be a big devotee. He's a big body. Yeah, some of our devotees, they're huge physically, you see. Just like there's that devotee Murli Vadak, he's Prithu Prabhu's son. He must be, what, 18 now. He's like, you know, almost 2 meters tall, big like this.
It's in Prithu Prabhu.
Murli Vadak. Was Madan Mohan, then he just got initiated as Murli Vadak. And then there's Dhananjay's daughter. Did you see her at the manor? She's like, she's almost 2 meters high too. She's really tall. No, she's about 20 to 21 years old now. She must have stopped growing by now. So if anyone says vegetarianism, it's not a good diet. I mean, I'm skinny like anything, but I was brought up eating meat. It didn't do me any good.